Hey guys, live streaming is blowing up and I want to give my tips as a long-time viewer to kind of help you guys improve your streams and maybe get more viewers. So the first thing you want to do is the delay, right? Okay, so live streaming is all about communication. It's more about that instant feedback, better than YouTube, better than TV. And when you add like a 10-minute delay, the viewers are like, well, we're not really watching it live, we're just kind of watching a video, you know, a really long video. So make sure that the delay is pretty small, at least, at the minimum, right? And I know there are successful people that do add delay there, so you know what you're going to do. Anyway, the second thing is quality, right? If you're not a partner, don't force your live streams to be 720p plus, because not all of your audience have that sort of bandwidth to support your live stream 24/7. At the minimum, maybe 360, and you know, especially if your partner, 360 and 720 plus is perfectly fine. But remember, not every one of your audience has that intense bandwidth to play your, you know, your streams. Also, if you know, if you increase the quality a bit, it's better for you and it's better for them because you're uploaded. Anyway, the third thing would be the stuff on the screen. A lot of people who stream Call of Duty have all this like stuff to block, like session joiners and stuff, and it looks unethical. Okay, maybe that's not the word, but it looks not right, if you know what I mean. And it just means it looks like you're kind of tryharding a bit too much. Speaking of, you know, session joiners, that's actually my next point. I think you shouldn't allow session joiners to ruin your live stream. Obviously, I know if one or two join, that's perfectly fine. It's not that big of a deal, but I see so many streamers making such a big deal out of it and, you know, driving so much attention to it. It's like, really? Okay, and the fifth thing is music. We're at a computer, right? I can play music if I want to at my own level. You don't need to play music whatsoever your live stream. All these like live streams I go to, and they're blasting music, and it's like, you know, you probably really would have had a really, really good live stream, but you're blasting a lot of music, so I'm sorry. And the sixth thing, and the last, you know, you gotta have this generic thing here. It's chat moderation. A lot of people don't know, but the chat in Twitch TV and live streams makes up a good portion, because you can see what other people think and you can also communicate with them. Just make sure that the chat moderation is correct, because, you know, you don't want a lot of spam or hate, but you also kind of want the feedback. So just make sure that's okay. And anyway, guys, that's been my, you know, top tips. Hopefully you guys uses them. If you enjoyed this audio book, give this a like, favorite the tweet, and retweet it, whatever. Anyway, guys, bye.